Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is KASK Radio Station. We're coming to you live with the Word of God. Tonight we're going to have a great teacher. He's going to teach us what God has given for us. And if you just take your time, remember to reach us, to call us. The number is, amen and praise the living God, 714-868-0764. Waiting to hear from you. Tonight we have a young man all the way from Mississippi. His name is Charles M. He's going to teach us the word with the Word of God. His ministry is, your ministry is, brother, talk to me right quick. Your ministry is?
My ministry is just a boy crying in the wilderness.
He's online. And let's go ahead and do what God bless you with, brother.
All right. I want to thank this God for this opportunity to do what I can to enlighten about some things that he showed me. I thank him for the visions he gave me, the blessings he bestowed upon me in my life, and I hope someone gets something out of the lesson that I teach tonight. I'm going to give a short prayer, then we're going to get into what I want to teach. I thank you, our Heavenly Father, for what we're about to attempt to do tonight in your name. I hope that everything I see and do tonight is led and guided by the Holy Spirit. I'm putting none of myself into it. Just teach what the Holy Spirit and told me to teach and leave it at that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, there's a lot of teachings around. A lot of people believe that when we get to heaven, we're going to be spirits floating around in heaven. Body going to be left behind and we're going to be spirits. But that's not what God showed me. That's not what's in the Bible. Sure, we'll be pure spiritual creatures in our thoughts. The spirit will take over. We'll be like Adam and Eve was before they took a bite of their forbidden fruit and failed. We'll be on a spiritual plane. But Adam and Eve still had a physical body, even though they was on a spiritual plane. We're going to be the same way. We'll be led and guided by the Spirit of God daily, but we'll still have our physical body. But a lot of people believe different, and a lot of pastors teach that junk. And it's wrong. I got a poem I'm going to share with you. Then I'm going to talk about that a little bit. Then I'm going to turn it back over to Brother Man and we open the lines up. I told everybody, especially Brother Man, for the last month, God been waking me up between 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. And I told Brother Man he's trying to tell me something, but I'm not listening close enough. So the other day, when he woke me up, I got on my knees and said, "Yes, Lord, here am I." I said, "What is it you would have me to do?" He said, "Remember all those poems I blessed you with and your brother destroyed them?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "I'm going to give every one of them back to you, and you can start sharing with people." Now, this is one of the poems I wrote. It's called A Hillside in Paradise, parentheses heaven. And it goes like this. I was sitting on a hill beneath a very large, raw, majestic oak. My son David and my daughter Nikita were at my side. The hillside was covered in grass, a deep shade of green. It felt so cool to our bare feet. A gentle, cool breeze blew across the hill, causing the grass to rustle as it blew. The sky above was a brilliant blue, with puffs of white here and there. The sun in the sky was very bright and warm. Its warmth seemed to penetrate to your very soul. Birds flew merrily through the sky and trees, singing their song of happiness and love. Animals of all shapes and sizes were there. Several small ones played at our feet. Many different varieties of flowers covered the hill, so very pleasant to the sight and smell. A rose, a violet, a honeysuckle or two, as well as the even beautiful lily of the valley. A morning glory stood proud at the center of the hill. At the base of the hill, said hill, there were a brook it bubble and babble as it meandered along. It really seemed to be filled with milk and honey. There were a loud noise, so I awakened to another day in this sinful world, hoping one day to don the wings of an eagle and fly away to my hillside in heaven. This is the vision of heaven what God gave me. And if you look in the Bible, this is the vision of heaven in the Bible. One of the prophets said he saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down. And me and a lady was just discussing this here the other day, and she please told her we would be spiritual beings. But I said, look at Christ. Christ, after the resurrection, he wouldn't let them touch him. He said, you can't touch me yet because I had to send them back unto the Father. But once they were in the upper room for fear of their lives, the Bible says, lo and behold, he appeared in the midst of them without a door being opened. And Thomas was missing during the crucifixion. He doubted everything. They called him Doubting Thomas. He thought Jesus was a ghost. He said, no, I'm not a ghost. It's me, Thomas. Touch the nail prints in my hand. Put your hand in the wounds in my side. Then he took a honeycomb and ate it. He said, if I was a ghost or a spirit, the honeycomb would pass through me. But it is I, the Christ, that walked amongst you and taught you. Somewhere else I read that the dead in Christ shall rise and meet him in the air. And when they meet him in the air, he's going to unite their spirit, the body, and the spirit is what gives life, is quick enough to give us life. Then he said, those that remain on the earth shall be quickly changed, not into a spirit, but into a glorified creature of God. I read that we, when we get to heaven, as husbands and wives, we'll know each other. We'll know how close we were to each other at one time. And trust me on this here, the woman going to have her genitalia and the man going to have his, but we'll be on a pure spiritual level where the flesh don't have to be pleased anymore. So the teaching about us being spirits floating around in heaven, if that's true, why is he going to bother? Because he says he's going to make the earth anew. I think that's completion, 777 or 888. I got to go back and study again. With all this is completed, and the kingdom of God is ushered in. The kingdom of man has passed away, and the kingdom of God is ushered in. Why is he go to the effort of making the earth beautiful again like it was in the beginning with Adam and Eve? Why is he going to do that if he's going to be spirits? Why is there going to be streets of gold in heaven? Why? Spirits don't need it. Spirits don't need the grass. Spirits don't need the trees, the flowers. They don't need none of that. It's going to be men and women, the saints, that endured to the end like Paul, that gave their lives for the kingdom, that died believing in him. Those are the same bodies that we inhabited on this earth. On the different, they're going to be glorified bodies, all sin of the flesh. It's going to be removed. And the spirit man, like Paul taught, shall always rule over the flesh if we let him. If we totally surrender to God, like Jesus did in the garden, let me drink not of this bitter cup, Father, he cried. And say, he cried so hard, he was under such stress that his eyes and his capillaries and small capillaries in his eyes and his skin, beneath his skin, burst loose and started bleeding, swollen and started bleeding. His eyes were shed blood and his skin did too. It's in the Bible. When we totally surrender like Christ and tell the Father, not my will be done, but thine, then that's when we become glorified creatures. Now, having said that, I've done just what the Holy Ghost told me to do. Take it or leave it, turn it back over to the preacher man, Brother Hunter. Brother Hunter, you there?
Yes, sir. Hold on. Yes, sir, I'm here. You know, God is good. His mercy endures forever. And one of the things we have come to understand more now than ever, what God does, he makes no mistakes. we have had a great time this week on the prayer line. God has blessed us tremendously. We met a lot of things, we heard a lot of things, we saw a lot of things, but as we move forward, it comes to us to take the word of God, look above and look beyond what God is doing. I will say this tonight. I'm going to say a few words just out of the book of Hebrews. And a lot of us know it's that looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who thought it not to be just to be, he got such great joy, even set beside, enduring the cross. Why? Because he knew full well that God had a lot of joy in doing what he did on the cross. And he said, oh my God, and it is still down at where you see what God is saying. We trust God and believe in his word. The more we look into word, his word, believe into his word. That's why he said, looking, not doubting, not misunderstanding, to the believers. He said, all the believers looking unto Jesus. No, don't look unto the banner. Look onto KESK radio station. Don't look somewhere else. Looking unto Jesus. Unto means you're going to enter in. You're going to see something. You're going to do something. Look who. Looking unto Jesus. The author. My God. In other words, he wrote the book. He finished the book. And finished all ours, and he's the finish of our faith. See, we who are believers must come to a standpoint. I know a lot of us got the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, but the simplicity of it all, God finished that great race for us. And the more I look down into what the word tells us, God said these words. He said, when Jesus Christ hung on the cross, and we come to a point of understanding what God did when he said he stood between those two men, it was a representation of the Old Testament and the New Testament. It was a representation of evil and darkness. It was a representation of all that God was going to do, was hanging between two people hanging on the cross. And when we look closer, what God is doing is a place right there it's a place of slaughter where they would hang people. They'd beat up on them. That's where they'd take them and punish them. And then they'd bring them down. But while Jesus was on the cross, the question was raised. And one Lucifer said to the man, the one who knew he was a thief, he said, if you are who you say you are, come on down. Don't fool us. Show us the truth. Give us the truth. You say you're on and we'll always make it the truth. He said, show us. Come on down and save us. Now listen, Lucifer to save us. He comes again, save us, and then save yourself. But the other man on the other side said, going down, he said, no, but he said, I'm going to tell you something. I'm paraphrasing everything. He said, now, wait a minute, hold it. He said, this man ain't done nothing wrong.
Amen.
All he come with nothing but the truth. He came teaching and preaching the truth. But yet, you want to just slap him down. God had a defender. My God Almighty. And so while he was on the cross, the man said to him on the side, he said, well, listen, Master. He said, I want you to do one thing for me. I'm not jealous. I'm not going to get all upset. I know I've sinned. I'm going to die for what I've done wrong. I've stole, I've robbed, I've murdered, I've done everything. He said, but I want you to do one thing for me. Jesus kind of slithered his head to the side and said, in other words, you got my attention. He said, remember me. Remember
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
But Jesus said, he said, oh, no, not that man. He said, wait. He said, I tell you what. Here's what I'm going to do for you. Wait. He said, I'm going to let you go to the, I'm going to send you to the place called paradise. But this day, you shall be with me in paradise.
Amen.
And when you are with me in paradise, you understand the original place that I had set for Adam and Adam, Adam the man and Adam the woman.
Amen.
Do nothing as long as I hang on this cross. Woo, Jesus. He said, the longer I hang on this cross, it cannot be finished. And then they came and broke the man. Jesus dropped his head. And according to the tradition of the Hebrew, of the Jew, because it was near that Holy Sunday, they said, wait a minute, we know. In other words, we just can't leave somebody on the cross. It's a shame, but we just want to go break their legs. And so they walked over to break the land man on the right side, and they said, he was over there. They broke his leg. But when they come to Jesus, the son of peace, they see he's already dead. But the centurion said, the soldier said, we cannot take a chance. You know our heads at stake. He said, take the knife and wound Jesus. Take the knife and pierce it in his side. If we understand in the Old Testament, prophecy is being fulfilled. When the prophetic began to speak and they pierced him in the side while they hung him on a tree. And by he did what they did. But before all that happened, he said, give me something to drink. And they said, they gave us a bit of gall. I'm paraphrasing. In other words, they gave them the worst thing they had in the world to give to him. But you know what he said? He wouldn't take it. Because they said, well, it's already excruciating. They already put some on his head. When a person went to Israel and brought one of those bushes back to put on Jesus Christ's head, he said, touch it, Hunter. Before I could even touch this thing, was so, I said, ouch. He said, that's how it felt on Jesus' head. That's how it felt on Jesus' head. And you know what? Many of people are playing church. Many of people are playing God. They're going out there rolling about with God, by God, saying, God got this, God got this. If I can share one thing with you that I've come to understand, the God we serve sees everything, but he cannot do anything because he gave the rights to his son. He said, I've set him above everything. Above everything. You mean, God said, I can't. He said, I will be in violation of my own ordinance. I will be in violation of my own covenant. But this is the one, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. He said, but I want you to know something. He said, wait a minute, hold it now. Wait. When Jesus finally went, they took him down, took him to the place, in the tomb. But if you notice, in that hour, in that time, the scripture gives us original that Jesus, they took his body down and they prepared his body for death to put him in there. So that if he should come out of there, you know, after he'd be dead for so many days, they try to raise you up to stink. Now I'm going to put a a point in there. Let me pin it right here. Jesus, my God, stopped and told the people, said, now, the one that you love so much, he's dead. Jesus said, he's just sleeping. He already gone. He's already been gone for 2 days now. And all of a sudden, he's 2 days away. And so finally, so that the scripture can be fulfilled, he entered back into the place where the man was dead. But I'm coming forward. And so when he gets there, Mary said, but if you had to have been here, Lord, my brother whom you really love, Lord, had you have been here, he would have lived. Jesus said, I told you. Now, this is Jesus. He was scorning the woman for disbelief. He said, I told you, you shall see me in the resurrection. But I know, Lord, but what about now? Jesus said, I told you that also. See, sometimes in life, God comes to us pointedly and said, remember what I told you in the word? I told you verbatim that I am with the Father and the Father with me. But he said, he lifted his eyes in the Father. He said that you may be glorified and that the scripture may be fulfilled. My God, my God, my God. He said these words. Lot of us. He didn't call him Willie Hunter. He didn't call him Joshua. He didn't call him Moses. He didn't call him somebody else. He didn't call him the five prophets. He didn't call him. He said Lazarus. His own name, Lazarus. The one that's been entwined. Come forth, my God. Can you imagine in your own thinking, in your own repertoire, when Jesus was called that man's name, he said, roll the stone back, my God, my God. And Mary said, but Lord, don't do it, Lord. He's speaking there. When he called his name, come forth. Jesus said to many of us believers, come forth. And the closer he heard his voice, he came out. And they bowed down and worshiped God, Son, Jesus Christ, Messiah. And he said, oh, my God, this is God. And when God does something, he refines it. He lets it be known, this is me. Now, one thing I will say, if I may take the door on some things, when we take notice of the Old Testament and we take notice of the New Testament. Everything in the Old Testament was a type and shadow. A type and shadow. A type and shadow. A type. God told what was going to happen, but it was a shadow for things to come. And so here we are in this present time. We're living in the nation right now where we got a disease and they're trying to figure out. We know it came from Lucifer. Some people, the best way Jesus told in the Old Testament, he said, look, he said, now I want you to do something. He told him, he said, go tell him, Moses, take the blood of a lamb that's spotless and put it over the doorpost, the lintel of the door. Take another one I'm going to say to you, it's important. He said, put it over. That was in the Old Testament. Jesus Christ came and gave his life. And so he says, my blood, this is my blood. This is my body. He said, take you out of it. That's what a doorpost of our hearts is. When the death angel, things go to get wrong. When the enemy comes in and try to do this and do that. The enemy been defeated. As I will say a little further, moving on. When I told someone, I went to the VA, they had a check because they said found cancer. I said, okay, Lord, we know what's going on. It's the enemy of darkness coming in. And so the more I trust God and believe God, And so I said to the altar, Lord, I said, that was a man that you had in your presence, and he come to you. His name was Saul, but you call him Paul now. He said he prayed to you three times, not one, not two, but three times. And he listened and waited, but you told him, said, listen, hey, I got you now. He said, but I'm not going to remove that thorns in your flesh. Some things God's not going to remove while we walk this walk of faith in earth. He said, but here's what I'm going to do. Every time something come up on you, my grace, is sufficient.
Amen.
For a weakness, my God. That retooled me to the next level. I said, gotcha, Lord. But see, I'm not looking to be a pastor. I'm a pastor. I'm not looking to go be an apostle. I am an apostle. I'm not looking to be an evangelist. I am an evangelist. I'm not looking to be a teacher. I am a teacher. Why are you saying it? Because every one of us have the same withal inside of us. It's just the fact that some of us don't want to make a move, want to stay near home. Let me tell you something. When Jesus walked with them in the earth realm after his resurrection, he said, walking out on the water. Now, this is after the resurrection, 40 days after. I'm going to get to that. Building up the story. And they said, they thought it was a ghost. My God. He said, no, it's not. And see, the number one challenge is always to Peter. He said, and Peter was bold enough to say he would. If it be, now, here's his doubt. If it is you, Lord, if it be you, Lord, be it. In other words, let me come unto you. And Jesus put his hand out. See, like all of me, when God put his hands out to you, latch on. My God Almighty. And he latched on. But because the fleshly part of him began to loose itself, I told you, Peter, you wasn't waiting. You're nothing but a nasty rock. He began to see, the Lord had to show the promise of God. See, Lucifer knew what he was doing, but he knew that he said, I got to go. I'm going to go and shut the door on this thing. And God said through his son, Jesus, he said, Peter, he said, of little faith, when we walk on the water of life, when we walk through to the places of darkness, we got to trust in God more than ever through his son, Jesus Christ. And the more we walk with God, the more we talk with God, the more God will bless us. Now, we're not looking to see what God did. I got a message for this coming Friday. I'll be talking about the cross. But today I just want to spend a little time with somebody. Thought we'd have more visitors. But you know, what God is doing with KESK Radio Station and blending with some other people, we've already had things in motion. We're believing, we give X number of dollars every month. Do we tell everybody? No, we don't. But we know it because I always have a way of letting it be known by my lifestyle. I'm not ashamed to let what God is doing. I would tell you point blank, if God's to give up this amount of money to plant a seed, I'll do it. And see, I'm gonna just tell some of the people the reason why. A lot of people have lied on me. Why? Because they know nothing better to do. But I say, all right. A liar, 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 liar. Tell another lie on me. One day, a woman called my wife as a minister and said, you know what? I can tell you what kind of underwear your husband's wearing. And my wife said, you can? He's right here written right now. She said, I don't know, but you must have got the wrong man because he's at home. And the phone went click. See, you got to have a winning your wife, not your to-be wife, but your wife. You got to make sure you stand on the same side. Like I've said to many people, it really doesn't matter with me. You can go your way and I'm going. I'm going to tell that to Apostle Paul. Said, no, no, no. He told Luke, he said, wait a minute. Leave him at home. He's not ready yet. Leave him at home because he had so much entwinement of what he wanted to get to the end. He wanted to do this. He wanted to go back home. He said, leave him at home. He will not be of no use to me. Let me say this to a lot of people. They got these different stated things on the prayer line, even my station. I say to people, come on and tell the truth. Don't come on and tell a lie. Back up sin. Because I've seen in my hand more money I won't even talk about. But God is the author and the finisher of it all. Are we going to make another move? We made a move. We made a bold move. Somebody wants to tell us. I've already told you, but you're not listening. God has used another man I met some time ago. And God knew. See, God speak to men on verse men. He said, I have need of this man. He told me my life twice. He said, I have need of this man. And I said, well, Lord, first man was a young man named Gregory. I said, okay, Lord, spoke and did what God said to him. But somewhere down the line, my own flesh kind of overtook everything, kind of messed up a bump on that. But when I said, okay, Lord, forgive me, moving forward, God began to speak to another soldier. In my own consciousness, well, Lord, I don't know this man. But God said, I do. I have need of him. I said, but Lord, he says, this is God speaking to me through the supernatural, downloading to me, but I have need of this man. I said, okay, Lord. And then I began to draw near to him, listen to his conversation, and talk with him. Watch what they were doing to him. See, when God sends you to someone, he's saying help somebody, not to hurt somebody, not to put a stick in their thorn, not to, but I obey God. He's been a blessing for me, and I've been a blessing for him. But I want to say also to somebody that listens to this radio station at this time in America. Someone told me, said, don't be worried about the earthly thing. I'm not concerned about the earthly thing, but I'm concerned about my brother and my sister in the earth realm, who have not been taught the real truth and told a pack of lies. Satan come to steal, kill, and destroy. 10:10, John. But God said, there's going to come a time, there's a time right now, when everybody can stand up and take the word and say, having looking unto Jesus, looking, see, our eyes will be wide open, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the author. He wrote it. He penned it down. He shut the book up. He said, but I have much more to say to you, according to John 6:33. He said, I have much to say to you. He said, but I'm in the book. And the volume, oh my God, cannot hold everything. Sometimes we sit around and moving forward. Sometimes we sit around and we say, we done this, we done that, and that's good. Go on and do what y'all do. I'm not interested in one thing, Jesus Christ. If I showed you something about, but Jesus said these words. He said, for this reason. What is the reason, Lord? He said, for this reason, I was born into this world. Lord have mercy. I didn't cross the plasma of time, but I was born like a man, like animals. I came into this world. Father sent me. I came to do his will, not my will. I came to do his will. And my will is to put the enemy down. Why? Because he's going to shut the book chapter on it. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. The word tells us in the book of Revelation that there's going to be a great war like never seen before. It's going to be between the salvation of God, the Jews, who didn't accept Jesus Christ, Number one, in the Hebrews, he didn't accept what God sent through Abraham. God said, I'll make a nation. I'm about you to have a minute. Mm-hmm. Everything you want, Abraham, I'm going to give it to you. You're going to be the father of many nations. Second thing, you're going to have salvation. You don't have to come to no cross because you are God so sick to those who can look into the word. But you got some who can hear and see what they want to see and say what they want to say. Time's out for that. If they still don't go outside, don't go outside. Well, you know, the governor said this, or the mayor said this, and we're going to get out there and do a good thing. Well, some people found out while doing that, they got infected. And they said, oh, what did I do wrong? You didn't obey what the word said. Oh, well, I'm going to just say with love in my heart. Too many. God said, many have called on me. Many have come to me. He said, but a few are chosen. As I was talking to the preacher, man, I said, well, you know what? God took us back in the Old Testament to teach us a lesson. He said, take those who lap water just like a dog. Wow. What? A man lapping water like a dog? God said, yes, that's the one I want to use. So are you one of those persons in the New Testament? Let me share this with you right quick, what God is saying to all of us. After we say, looking unto Jesus. Why am I looking unto Jesus? That's a whole, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's even more. That's a full paragraph. My God, with sentences, semicolons. He endured the cross without shame, and enduring the shame of it. See, the cross was a shame. But Jesus said, look, I got what? He said, Father, I thank you. He said, I'm having joy. Because what we have come to do is it's a done deal. He spoke in the language. As a result of that, right today, folks, they're trying to get ready to go back to church. What church? That number of a building that can burn overnight. The church is in our hearts. Can we institute that? Well, I like their teaching. Well, that's not what we're talking about. A lot of folks got some teaching that it's corrupt. I said again, a lot of people out there got some teaching that's corrupt. It's corrupt because it's not of God.
Amen.
How do I get rid of it? By saying to the Father, have mercy upon me. I have sinned and come short. Well,
glory to God.
Pastor said this and pastor said that and pastor said this. And no, but listen. Listen to what the Holy Spirit has said. Go to the building. But the book said, forsake you not to assemble yourself together. But let me go back to what the book said. He took a joy. It took a joy. When I heard one lady that I love who helped me when I first started with KWYK and she told me, she said, Brother Hunter, I don't have but a few dollars. I'm going to send it to help you in the ministry. I said, look at God. God was using that one planter, one seed, to take me to another level. But it encouraged me. When I heard some things that happened to her about what's going on. See, the enemy comes in. He figured because we didn't reach 70 years old, he can't do no more. That's the biggest mistake he's ever made. Like I've always said, you want to fight, you got a good fight. Now, let me ask one question that I heard a man say. Do you want the first round, the second round, or do you want to get in that ring with me? What you talking about, Hunter? Well, if you get in the ring with me, you lost already. Because I'm getting a ring of fire by the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. When you get into the ring, and Jesus Christ finished our faith, with joy and endure the suffering and the pain and all that man had to go through. Can you imagine during that time they whipped Jesus Christ, put 39 stripes on it? I told a preacher, I said, if you're going to need those stripes, even for the healing of our bodies, cancer, all our names out there, but it was one particular area, and as I said, to many that can believe, there are three layers of skin that had to be taken care of. The skin on the outside, which really come on our bodies. The second is where we have this layer of flesh and where the blood vessels. That's where God dwells in us. And when Jesus said, hold it, God. I told you I was going to finish the work. They said, well, you said you're going to finish. He said, feel my hand. Wow. He walked through the door. They said, wow. I'm using the word wow. All they could do was say, wow. But there's always somebody. And I'm that kind of person. Except I see it for myself, I'm just not going to believe it. But when, my God, when the last apostle came through, he heard, heard the voice of Jesus calling. He said to him, listen here. He said, come to me. He said, come. I want to show you something. Ooh, can you imagine that man, how he felt when he saw who he was? But he had, when he saw and heard his voice, he fulfilled the old testament. My Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. Read the book. But he said, go ahead and touch me and see who I say I am. He said, but from this day you'll never doubt anymore. See, doubting Thomas is in a lot of us. A misunderstood Thomas in a lot of us. And what God has a tendency to do to bring us up on. I'm going to finish up right quick because I want to have somebody to say something. Well, praise you, Father. And then when I look at the enduring the cross, that shameful thing that hung close in the heavens. Whew. Here I come. When Jesus finished down to earth. I'm going to share this with you too, also. I must share this with you. See, a lot of people say, I ask the question, did Jesus Christ die on a Saturday, a Sunday, a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? So the question can be raised when they crucify him. Was on a Thursday, a Friday?
Thursday.
If you go back to the Hebraic, it was on a Thursday because the Hebrew time went in 30, every 12 hours of another day. What? You read the Bible, I tell you. Every 12 hours. Not one day, one was in 30. Say it again, brother. What day? The first day was when?
Thursday.
And the second day?
Friday.
And the third day? And on Friday, Saturday. So, according to the Jewish law, they had to set that place as a place where do no work but just give God. God said, that's your time out. But you got to remember me. Lord Jesus. Somebody said, well, you're mixing it up. No, I haven't. I've told you what God has said. Now I'm going to put it together. See, that's a puzzle. Pick the parts that you see out there. Put that puzzle together. Life is nothing but a puzzle. But it's according to the faith that we have put it together. Finally, Jesus said, Father, I commit, not submit, I commit my spirit unto you. He went back to heaven. Right hand side of God and watching over everything that's going on. So, am I worried about this corona? No. Done deal on that. Are you going after food? No, I'm gonna ask right what you do. Secondly, I'm gonna trust God and believe God more. And the more I sit and hear what God is saying, and there are many out there, many, many, many. And so the last thing I will say, the cross, comma, including the skin, because of our skin of black, we were born black. We come out of the tribe of Judah. But I always tell you, I know who I am. I'm not going to tell you. Search the history and find out who you are. There's a lot of information put out there. But some people, when it took me time to understand, I had to first decide on it. And Salem Missionary Baptist Church down in Wilburn, Texas, well, my mentor, how many people do I know? At least 500 people. But because my daughter came in and said, Dad, God don't want no more. Do you think I listened to what my daughter said? I think I did. Because we're not coming out. God was using this young, innocent young girl to speak to her daddy. Daddy. And we know men, when your daughter gets your attention, she got a better way of getting your attention. She said, Daddy, God don't want you here no more. The next Sunday, I resigned. What? Yeah. Why? Because obedience is better than sacrifice. Now, if I'm going to endure the shame of the cross, God said, you suffered enough. But come on. I got greater. So God moved me back. And I want to say it with someone. And a friend said with the word, in on the right hand at the throne of God. Wow. God stood up in heaven, and Jesus sat down. Y'all not going to hear me now. It's in the Bible. God said, what, son? You've done it. He said, Father, your will and not mine. The line is open. Can we talk? Anybody else? Jesus. Anybody else want to say something? The line is open. I want to thank God tonight for everybody that's been there. And also, Brother Charles and I, we're going to give a blessing to some people in the police place where they can have these different masks put on. How are we going to do it? We're going to bless them with what they need to the people that's walking on this time. Are we foolish? No, we're caution. As I always said, Mama always said, be careful. There's a snake out there in the grass.
Amen.
He ain't gonna move until he hear you. He move. Hear you because he feels the vibration of you. So watch where you put your foot. My God, I pray to God this night. I said something to help somebody. If they didn't hear me, that they will do something. The line's open. The line's open. Anybody. If not, we say this much. One of the things we have done tonight is we have took God with an opportune time to let his word flow down through the earth realm. Now, I know that a lot of people are not seeing what some of us are saying. Am I concerned? In a sense of speaking, not really. Are you going to help them? Yes, I am. Why? Because I have the love of God in my heart.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Because when you have the love of God in your heart, you don't mind doing what God say do. I'm 51 years old to the same woman. Do I get upset with her? Yes, I do. But I still love her. Does she get upset with me? I think so. Can I share something with the... I'm going to share it with the people that didn't know this left that lesson. And also, I want to tell you some things I've had to do by the end of the month because God showed me the time and frame to do this thing we're getting ready to do. It's going to be between Charles, Peter, and myself. It's going to shock somebody. But you didn't tell us about it. Not your business. Not your business. When God does this, he's doing it right for you. And you can't even see it. Because I'm going to call it your own stuck up. You're stuck up on what you've done. You're stuck up on what you see. You won't let your eyes be open. Let your ears be untouched. Let your ears be touched and hear what God is saying. Let the fullness of it come forth. And I say this to someone tonight. Oh, I was saying about the wife, and I said this much. I said, well, baby, I said to some men I know, I said, man, let me tell you something. I said, hey, brother, let me tell you something quick. I'm going to know now. I said, listen, don't try to outsmart your wife because she got you going, she got you coming. What you talking about, man? I said, here's an example. I said, well, the woman I met tried me one day. I said, I'm going to the store. And she said, the store for going to the store for what? I said, I'm going up there just to get me some cigarettes. She said, you got cigarettes at home. Bam, slap that down. So I waited the next day. I said, maybe I want to go. I'm going to the store. And I said, I'm going to get some ice cream. She said, we got ice cream in the refrigerator. Bam, slap that down. I said, I got to find a way to get away from here. And so one day, as I was getting one, I said, hold on. She said, I want to go with you. I was planning on going to the place back in that day. They called me going to the jukebox place where they danced. And she said, I'm going to go with you. I said, all right. In other words, she said, I got you now. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You can not a woman, but you got to know a praying woman. It's for your protection. My God, mm-hmm. My God. So,
amen.
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 So, and when we men, see, a man is a lion. He's a protector of the fullness of what God has done. Look at the Lion of Judah. Who is it, Jesus? Now, all he does is walk in the heavens and thunder. Lucifer gets scared. Oh, that must be him. Oh, Jesus, I love you, Lord. But you know, I'm going to do it one more time. Anybody got something I want to say? I love you so much. We got a few minutes. We got about 6 minutes left. Anybody got something just want to say? Your line is open to you. I see. 2404. Your line is open. Speak to us. My God. He's awesome. He's an awesome God. Well, anyway, I want to thank you for listening to us tonight, to whoever you are, and around the world. Brother Charles, you got something you want to say when you open up about that poem? You got to thank Brother Charles?
No, sir. You done covered a lot of ground. I say what the Holy Ghost wants me to say, and I don't want to dilute it. But I do thank you for your teaching tonight, brother man. I do thank you for your teaching.
Amen.
You some great
Amen.
Poem. Amen.
Covered a lot of ground. You sure did.
Amen.
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 Amen. All right. Just give me something to think about. Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful. I covered a lot of ground. Things we're thinking about right now. But you covered it all.
Yeah.
You covered it all tonight. The cross and all.
Miss Galveston. Ooh, Miss Galveston.
Yes,
thank
Ms.
you,
Miss Galveston. Miss Galveston is on here. Miss Galveston is listening. I heard you covered it all. You covered it all. Things that I'm going through, you covered it. You covered it.
My God.
You made me see what the light, that he was on the cross for whatever I'm going through. That's what he died
Amen.
For.
Amen.
He died. He died for
he
us.
He died. He died.
He did. He died.
He died.
For us.
He died.
Our sins, everything. He died for us. And now I'm telling you, all we can do now is just serve him. Give him the glory.
Amen.
Give him the honor. Every day we wake up, give him the glory and the honor. Honor him.
Amen.
That church is a building, like I said. That's just a building. Amen. You can have
yes,
church at home. Yes,
Amen.
We can have church at home. Thank
you.
We can have church at home and praise him just like we was in there. Boy, I'm telling you, spirit works everywhere. You got to know.
Yeah.
You got to know it for yourself. You will.
Amen.
You will.
He will.
And I just enjoyed it tonight. You covered it all. Whatever we're going through, it's already been covered under the blood.
It's already been covered. But you know, the one thing I will say to you, Miss Galson, the final words that Paul wrote and put in the book, he said, oh, death, my God, where is your sting?
Where is your
sting? Amen. Amen.
Praise you. Where is your sting?
He said, I got it. He said, look at it. He said, right in my right eye. God Almighty.
Invited by God Almighty. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And as this make the week go better, tomorrow is Thursday. We know he's getting ready to go.
We know he's getting ready to go.
You can feel the spirit of the people. And I mean, a lot of them commercializing him, but then again, we ought to lift him up and be ready for that day. Yeah, lift him up. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. It's not about the shoes and the dresses and all the pretty stuff.
Not about none of this.
No, material things. He does. But it's all about him.
I want to do something in the Old Testament that they did. If I can do it, permit me to. If I can do it.
That's all right. Blow the shofar.
The shofar.
That's
shofar.
It. Blow the shofar. Woo. That's it. Woo. Lord God.
Lord Jesus. And also, I want to let y'all know tomorrow at the same time on KESK radio station, that's going to be a young lady. Her name is Ruth. And she's got a word she want to put down to music. And I will let everybody know. Time for everything so we can be together. In the meantime, I would like Miss Galson, will you close us out?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come, gracious Master, thanking you for this night, Father. Thanking you for the messenger who brought the message tonight, Father. And each and every one that's listening in, that you will touch them right now, dear God. Strengthen us all, Father, and give us that strength to do what we do, Father God. Father, we love you, we praise you, and we give you all the glory. We give you the glory and the honor that you will touch right now, dear God. Bless the one that give the message tonight and the one that's listening, Father. Bless them right now, Father, and let them know that you are God. And beside thee, there are none other. This virus can't touch us if we don't let it, Father, because you're the one that has the hand. He said he will be there whenever we need him. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Take these words and listen to what God is saying tonight. That he loves us and we're going to praise him. Through it all.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
He lives.
Yes, praise he lives.
Hallelujah. He lives.
Ooh, he lives. Praise you, Lord.
Every eye shall see him. He is going to pierce him in the side. They shall see him. Even Lucifer. God bless. Until next time, I'll see you tomorrow. God bless. Thank you, Brother Hunter.
Thank you for a beautiful night. And yes, night. I've been knowing that man for a long time. He's been a part of my life. Thank you, Reverend.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you now. Amen.
God bless you too.
God bless you too.
Bye-bye.